Chapter 5, Power of Choice, Change Circumstances. Wapiri thought about what her uncle said. She knew many creatures who were always complaining. Many of them were always complaining about the same things, but never tried to fix them. Wapiri thought of Reki, the old lizard lady who lived near her family. She was always complaining and never seemed to be happy. Wapiri told Wulumi about Reki. Reki is a small, old lizard. She has green-brown skin, a long, thin body, and a round, fat belly. She has very long toes, and she likes to paint her nails red. She has a long tail. She's not very friendly, and she complains a lot. Every day, Reki walks out to the same big rock to lie in the sun. But there are tall trees near the big rock, and for most of the day, they cast shade on the rock. Every day, Reki complains that she is cold, because the shade from the trees prevents the sun from warming her skin. Every day, Reki complains and says, "Why must these trees be here? Why can somebody not cut them down?" Every day, Reki complains about the rock. "Who put this rock here? Why can somebody not move it into the sun for me?" She complains about everything, and she always says, "Poor me! Life is so unfair!" Wapiri looked at her uncle and said, "I always wonder why Reki does not simply choose to leave. I wonder why she does not look for a better place to lie."
Wulumi laughed. "Wapiri, I do not know. I do not know why there are so many unhappy creatures who do nothing to make themselves happier. I also see it everywhere. Creatures who are sad and miserable, but who just continue doing the same thing over and over. Maybe they are simply too afraid to try something different. Maybe Reki is too afraid to find a new rock, because it might not be as comfortable as the one she knows. Maybe she is afraid that a new rock is not as safe as the one she knows, and that the hawks will be able to see her more easily and catch her. Or maybe she just likes to complain and feel sorry for herself. What I do know is that she made a choice. It seems that she chose to rather be unhappy with what she knows than to maybe be happy with what she does not know. It seems that Reki prefers to be a victim, not a warrior. All Reki had to do was to make a choice. She simply had to choose to stand up, move away from the trees, and walk across the field to look for a better rock. She could easily have chosen to change her circumstances, but she did not. You see, Wapiri, that is the first leg of the power of choice. Namely, we always have the power to choose to change our circumstances. Warrior wolves embrace this. If warrior wolves are unhappy because they are cold, they choose to look for warmth. If warrior wolves are unhappy because they are hungry, they choose to look for food. If warrior wolves are unhappy, they choose to look for joy. They do not simply give up and remain where they are. They seek to change their circumstances. Victims find excuses, but warrior wolves seek solutions.